and how about to the board?
This was just dealing with the audit committee, quite frankly. This wasn't the motion as it was structured had not addressed that information going to the entire board, although that seems to be the desire of the entire board, so I don't see that as an issue. There are, of course, members on the audit committee who are members on their local boards and not on the national board, so they wouldn't be in the distribution of anything to the whole board without this.
Okay.
Are there any other questions, other objections? Okay. Hearing none, then I will carry that back and communicate with LaVarne accordingly to put the audit committee on that distribution. The next one was motion two, monitoring of deficiencies in audit letter, that the audit committee monitor the progress of correction of deficiencies noted in auditor's letter limited to strengthening internal controls. So specifically to that issue. That was a 7 yes, 2 no, 1 abstention. So again, any questions, any objections?
This is Ken to the staff.
This is Alex on that.
Okay, go ahead, Ken and then Alex.
In what manner, in other words, I don't object to the motion, but it's not specific enough. The audit committee, what protocol will they monitor the progress? In other words, it doesn't assign responsibility for who has to report to the audit committee. It should say the audit committee will receive reports from the CFO or the ED on a certain and such time.
Well, I think these could be amended here on the floor. They did not have that level of specificity when they came out of committee. There was a desire on the part of some members to range all over onto everything that was in the auditor's letter and desire of other members to not go there at all. And it got hewn down to the issues related to strengthening internal controls and those types of
things. Okay, well, then I would offer a friendly amendment, comma, at the end of the sentence, which will be reported by the executive director one week prior to the meeting of the scheduled meetings of the audit committee on a monthly basis.
To the chair of the audit committee, or?
Yeah. No, whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Somebody has to be responsible.
Which will be reported by the executive director to the chair of the audit committee 1 week prior to the scheduled monthly meetings of the audit committee.
Okay. Is there a second on that?
Second.
Okay. Who is that second?
Alex.
Alex, thank you. And Alex, you had a also something to say.
What I wanted to say was that this is in fact already being done by the Recovery Task Force. I have no objection to this motion, but there's no point in duplicating all sorts of work that's already being done. So I just think it's a matter of someone from the audit committee, presumably the chair or the secretary, should be in contact with the Recovery Task Force and get the information that we already have on this.
Thank you, Alex. And just to clarify, if I may, because I am both on the FRAT task force and on the audit committee, I did actually raise those issues that, in fact, many of these issues were being addressed in the FRAT committee, but there were members who at least wanted to be included in what was going on with addressing internal controls deficiencies. So that's, I believe, why it was passed. So I think by maybe... Yes. So anyway, I believe by maybe, you know, with the addition of some language as to who reports what and where, maybe that will help that. Okay, before Dan Siegel, I heard, was that Campbell?
Yes. And
Carolyn.
Campbell, since you've spoken once, let me let people who haven't spoken at all speak once. Okay, so I had Dan Siegel, and then was that Carolyn?
Carolyn, yes, please.
Okay, so Dan and then Carolyn, please. And then I'll put you back on, Campbell.
I guess Campbell and I, being long-lost cousins.
Did you get Arlene?
Go ahead, Dan.
I spoke on the last motion.
Oh, did I?
What I said was,
you know what, Campbell? I apologize.
Campbell, as long-lost cousins, we sound alike.
But I did want to speak on this one.
Okay, Campbell. And so, Dan, you did not want to speak on this. Okay.
Did you get Arlene to the staff?
Arlene, I've got you. Well, then, Campbell, pardon me, because we got through the last one with so little bloodshed, I didn't realize we were on to a new motion. Go ahead, Campbell, and then Carolyn, and then Arlene, okay?
I think it's important that this information be communicated because the FRAT, over my objections, is still having executive session meetings, and the audit committee doesn't just normally have those kinds of meetings. So this would allow the organization as a whole to understand what's going on in regards to financial viability.
Okay, so you support it. Thank you. And Carolyn, and then Arlene, and then we should probably take a vote so we can move on with the rest of the agenda. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to point out that I don't see audit listed on the calendar at all.
Yes, the next two next two dates need to be noticed, and I'm planning to take care of that tomorrow, and we need to do a little housekeeping over there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Arlene?
Yes, I'd just like to request that since the FRAT task force is made up of members of the Audit and Finance Committees, that one of the members of the Audit Committee that's on the FRAT task force carry this information back to them. I really need about two assistants in order to accomplish my job, and if I can keep a few mundane tasks off my plate, it's great.
So you'd like to see if one of these kind directors might amend it slightly in terms of how the information...
Right. I'm happy to come forth and address it any time if that's needed.
Okay.
But to have to add that to my calendar every month is just one more task when there are people that are attending both meetings.
Okay. Is there a director...
Madam Chair, this is Campbell with a solution after everyone else has had their comment.
Sure. I don't think there's anyone else on the stack. Is there anyone who wishes to speak who has not yet spoken? Okay. Go ahead, Campbell, please.
Yes. I think that what's desirous of being achieved here would be achieved if we adopted the standing rule whereby the PMB as a whole would be able to have the information together, consolidated at one time, and also would have it prior to making decisions that could adversely impact the position of the foundation. So this is why I think, that's part of what I put that motion in.
Thank you, Campbell.
Standing rule.
We're not up to standing rules yet. We still have to take a vote on this because it's pending. If it's not amended, first we have to vote on the amendment, which will be reported by the executive director 1 week prior to the meeting of the chair of the audit committee. And presumably, if many of the internal controls deficiencies have been corrected, that could suffice at one report. And if they've all been addressed by a following meeting, it wouldn't require continuous reporting on a monthly basis. So I don't hear anyone amending this, so I think we have to vote on the amendment and on the underlying motion and then move the agenda along.
Point of information,
yes,
Madam Chair. Now, if this is passed, does this totally obviate the standing rule for financial accountability?
I don't see how. It's really specific to the housekeeping of one committee that says we want to make sure we're monitoring this piece of the pie,
Very good.
Committees looking at different aspects of the problem. So, no, I can't see why they would one would vitiate the other. So, if there's no objection, we could move on to a vote. We need to vote on the amendment first and then the underlying motion. The amendment added the sentence added a comma after internal controls and added which will be reported by the executive director 1 week prior to the meeting, to the chair of the audit committee. So the entire thing would read that the audit committee monitor the progress of correction of deficiencies noted in auditor's letter limited to strengthening internal controls, which will be reported by the executive director 1 week prior to the meeting. I can fix the wording there, but to the meeting, to the chair of the audit committee. Is there any objection to the amendment?
Carolyn,
go ahead.
Yeah, it's not an objection, but I think we ought to respect the executive director's request that some ask on both of those committees, and I'll be glad to do the reporting if it's a simple matter of passing over an email.
Well, I don't know that it's that simple because we still need a report on internal deficiency. So you either have to make a motion to change it. Somebody has to move to amend this to change that as it currently stands.
Then by the ED or someone appointed by the ED. How's that?
Is there an objection by the maker?
No.
Okay.
I just want to move things along.
But I would state that the it's just if it's I understand it's an extra reporting duty, but the ED has to be responsible for getting the information through to the audit committee. It really shouldn't rely on somebody else getting the data forward. I mean, the response should go back to directly to management. I understand that the management's overburdened, but that's my consideration.
You want to have a specific point of responsibility on the information.
Always.
Well, so it sounds like one is the generation of the information and the other is the reportage thereof. A report can be transmitted via email. It doesn't have to be brought directly. So do you want to accept this amendment or shall we just vote on the various parts of the amendment so we get on with it?
Are you talking about Carolyn's amendment to my amendment?
Yeah.
Which I didn't hear. I'm sorry.
Well, she basically said, like, or an individual designated by the executive director.
Yeah, but that's... The executive director any time can assign somebody at any time to act in her stead. Absolutely. That doesn't even have to be in the amendment.
Well, all right. Well, because, okay, there. It says that the audit committee monitors the progress of correction of deficiencies noted in auditor's letter limited to strengthening internal controls, which will be reported by the executive director or an individual designated by the executive director and transmitted, there we go, 1 week prior to the audit committee meeting to the chair of the audit committee. Is that good?
Yes, it's acceptable. Wordy, but acceptable.
Wordy, but acceptable, but very precise. Okay, so with the hashed up amendments there, is there any objection to the current standing of the amendment? And then we'll go to the underlying issue, and if there's no objection there, we can move on. Going once, going twice. No objection to the amendment. And then on the underlying motion, the entire motion as amended would read that the audit committee monitor the progress of correction of deficiencies noted in the auditor's letter limited to strengthening internal controls, which will be reported by the executive director or an individual designated by the executive director and transmitted 1 week prior to the audit committee meeting to the chair of the audit committee. Are there any objections to that as currently worded? Going once, going twice, no objections. Thank you. Madam Secretary, if you could please mark it as passed without objection on both fronts. Motion 3.
One more time.
We're past time. We can skip the rest of this for now. The last one, motion 4, is the absolute duty of the audit committee to select an audit firm. So I had discussed with Member Betty Yacko earlier today, as she was the former audit committee chair, that was frankly a moot point. So we're past time. Do we want to maybe hear from elections for a couple of minutes?
Pass without objection.
Let's move on here. Okay, Carolyn, you're the chair of the elections committee. Do you have a report to give us on what's going on there, or should we go on to personnel?
I had no other report other than the written one that I submitted, I think, 3 weeks ago. I haven't passed any motions that the PNB needs to look at.
Okay. So just the written report, but no, nothing that requires our action at this point or any motions that need to be passed?
That is correct.
Okay, fantastic. We have made it to the personnel committee.
Point of information from Kent.
Yes.
Isn't this session scheduled to suspend at 11 o'clock New York time?
It is, which
okay.
is in 1 minute. So it would require we can go ahead and adjourn now, but I'm pleased we've gotten further through the agenda than we have recently.
I would call to adjourn now to close session.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? And hearing none. Fantastic. Okay, everyone, let's thank you for a pretty productive meeting, and let's go ahead and adjourn briefly and quickly get back onto closed session. Thank you, everyone, and thank you, listening public. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.